This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, we're talking nitrogen fixation this week. Tell us why it's so important right now.
Every time we have nitrogen prices that begin to escalate, we have a lot of interest in legumes. And the interest comes from the legume ability to fix nitrogen that can be used by other crops or other grasses. So that's an important topic. It's a hot topic right now, and it's straightforward, but yet really complicated.
All right, and we'll talk more about those complications of nitrogen fixation when we come back.
Pfeiffer's Auctioneers has your equipment needs covered this spring with auctions across the Upper Midwest, including the Olson Construction Retirement Auction near Buffalo, South Dakota, the Huber Farm Retirement Auction in Halliday, North Dakota, Pfeiffer's Northeast North Dakota Regional Auction in Devil's Lake, and retirement auctions in Bismarck and Butte, North Dakota, Wendell, Minnesota, and of course Pfeiffer's live online Upper Midwest Auction in June. For full inventory details and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the region, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Some festive days for the family are coming soon. Spend your Cinco de Mayo and Mother's Day outings at Mi Mexico Restaurant in Minot. We'll have specials for both dates. Come experience our full bar, plenty of seating for large groups, the new rooftop seating accommodations coming this summer, not to mention our daily lunch specials, Monday through Sunday. It's the best authentic Mexican food in the region since opening in 2008. Check out our Facebook page for all of our specials and events. That's Mi Mexico in Minot, right next to Walmart.
Talking nitrogen fixation today on Ag Issues with James Rogers. And James, how do you capture the benefit of that fixed nitrogen?
Well, the ability of the legume plant first starts off with the ability of that plant to form a symbiotic relationship with rhizobia bacteria. So if it can't do that, it's not going to fix that nitrogen. The other thing is that legumes are basically a lazy plant. If there's available soil nitrogen for them to use without fixing their own, they're going to do that because it takes energy for the plant to fix that nitrogen, and if they don't have to, they won't. So then the amount of nitrogen that we see that's often fixed, like you'll see a report that alfalfa fixes up to 200 pounds of nitrogen per acre, and that's a huge amount. But is all that actually beneficial to other plants?
All right, very good, James. And hey, that brings this report to a close. If you missed one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Mi Mexico in Minot, by Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, and by Peak Nutrition, protein shakes, energy teas on South Broadway, Minot.